I don't know what it's read to.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
No.
It's on, but it's all right. Oh, go ahead. What were you saying?
But, is it going to be engraved right now?
Yes, sir, but it's just for me. It doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. Go ahead. Say what you were going to say.
Well, you're asking what you want there.
Yes, sir.
Let me tell you.
Please.
You want to know some facts about my life or something like that?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Huh.
Well, I will start with the day I was born, you see. I was born in the August the 12th in 1898. Some of the events that I just remember when I was a small child, it's a big drought that, according to what my father said then after, it was in 1901 to 1903 or 4, something like that, you see, for 3 years. And I remember when I was about the age of this girl here, about 3 or 4 years old, that my father used to went out sometime for 2 or 3 days out of here. It was a big driveway, no crop, no rain, and the cattle was starving for water, things like that, you see. And I remember that my father going to the country there for 2 or 3 days, and then he came with some butter bag full of dried deer meat to feed us. That's what I remember. You know, but during that time, I was a small child. I don't know what the reason was. But then after, I know what was the purpose. There was a big drought here. No, people don't have nothing to, was a kind of a starving, something like that, you see. And that's the reason why there were those hard years then. What they say, well, here, then after, during that big drought, one of the Uribes, the founder of this little town, sent some to San Antonio after some corn with oxen carts, you see. But by the time they come back, it already rained here, and they already had air corn here to eat, and things like that. Take about 3 months to go to San Antonio and back, you see. But by that time, it rained here, and then they about to raise the corn crop that what the people depends on during those years.
Who was that sent for the corn?
Hmm?
Who was the man that sent for the corn?
Blas Maria Uribe.
Was he the?
Well, he was the son-in-law of the founder of this town.
Well, when was this town founded?
In 1832. There's a plaque there in that photo that I was mentioned. It says that when it was founded and so on, you see. And those events, they were at the beginning of this century, you see. And I don't know what else you wanted to talk about.
Well, what's your full name, sir?
Melquiades. You know how to spell it? I spell it for you.
M-E-L-Q-U-I-A-D-E-S.
You don't have to spell it.
I know how to spell it. And what's your address here, Mr.
In San Ignacio.
Does this street have a name?
Yes. All the streets had a name there on the map, you see, but not in the corner. Like, and I know this is street. And the other one over the paved street there is.
I know you're retired now, sir, but tell me, what was your occupation when you were working?
Well, just a common laborer working anywhere I can find it.
You see, tell me about the kind of work
farming.
You did.
Monday? You?
Tell me about the kind of work you did.
Farming most of the time. Herding cattle, I say like that. Where quite a few years when I was a young, when my father bought me a wagon, I used to haul loads for the merchants in San Ignacio and Zapata in a wagon pulled by mules. It was between 1914 up to 1920.